Hello! Thanks, John Cage.
Cheers.
You can leave now. That's enough of that experimental stuff. Actually, we're going to be doing an experiment today on this latest Shedcast because normally we play each other records in the shed, but this time we're going to split it, whereas one of us has complete power to render the other, well, I suppose, either miserable, happy, sad, any emotion under the sun, I would expect at this time.
Yeah, because it's become so difficult to get the two of us into a shed at the same time. We're having logistical difficulties, shall we say. Well, basically, I've got a selection of songs that I'm going to force Richard and yourselves to listen to. And then next time we do one of this, will be next week, or maybe earlier.
Maybe.
Don't hold us to that, you know what we're like. Richard shall make me listen to some stuff. So.
Oh, yes.
Past listeners of the Shedcast may have an idea of which way this is going to go, but you never know. But yes, we're just going to start this off right away with an absolutely wonderful, wonderful track from a man called Aloe Black, and this is called Life So Hard.
Some say that it's the root of all evil, brings wars and other signs of upheaval. These families in the street with nothing to eat, little baby boys and girls, no shoes on their feet. All the men who leave home dying in a war zone, and the women do it all on their own. It reminds me of the ghettos right here and the hoods that I see everywhere that I've been in this country. Stop bailing out the banks and give the frameless to me. I guess my piece of the pie ain't free. Can't feel me. Ain't really what it seems. Yeah, life is so.
was a bit good. I quite enjoyed that.
It's not bad, is it? It's not bad at all. That was Aloe Black from his fantastic album, Good Things, which, as far as I'm concerned, is easily one of the albums of the year, but without a doubt.
I mean, there was a lot of Curtis Mayfield worship there, but that, I mean, never let me say that's a bad thing, but that was wonderful.
Yeah, there's just a really, it's a really old-fashioned proper soul. I mean, there's a bit of kind of modern influence there, you can tell that kind of...
It's classic blaxploitation record, isn't
it? Yeah, but, I mean, really tight band behind them, and it's just, it's a proper old-fashioned good soul funk album. I mean, you talk about Curtis Mayfield, there's a lot of Curtis on there, but there's also, like, the single, which is, I think, is kind of theme tune to some TV shows called I Need a Dollar, and that's a Gil Scott-Heron song, not written by Gil Scott-Heron. It's fantastic.
Brilliant.
That's Aloe Black. He's available on Stone's Throw Records, and they're distributed
as a man
here, over here in the Flatlands by V2. So, but honestly, just you need to do yourself a favour and check that album out. It's just incredible, absolutely incredible. There isn't a bad note on it.
It sounds great. I mean, I'll have to say at this point, I've not heard any of this, so this is sharing my excitement, listener, as Damien trolls through what he's been listening to, and join with me in a moment of wonder and rapture. Though at this point, I should actually say I'm drinking whiskey for earache, so if I begin to sound a bit, you know, a bit disjointed, don't share in me with that. But in your own way.
There'll be no shouting here, because his ears are delicate.
Oh, they are. No, I've got that. You know that really annoying pain between your nose and your ear? I've got that, and the only thing that kills it is aspirin and whiskey. So if I do start to become a bit more fruity later on, blame that, not anything else.
Okay.
Sorry,
I'm going to follow on with something completely different.
Yeah?
This is a band called Best Coast.
Ooh.
A bunch of girls from California. They're one of which used to be in the... Dum Dum Girls.
Was it the drummer?
I think the drummer, yes, indeed. And this is a song called Crazy For You, and thankfully it's not that horrible Madonna song.
Oh. I can't do anything. Thank you, Damien, for giving me a nice afternoon on the pop and listening to nice girly sounds, effectively. No, I do like records like that. I was saying to Damien while we were listening to that, it's one of those sort of records that, one of those sort of styles that you can regurgitate endlessly, and yet at the same time, you never get tired of those sort of records, do you? Girly harmonies.
It's just sexy as hell, it's as simple as that. It's lo-fi, it's scuzzy, it's just great.
Yeah, you sound more drunk than me, and yet you're so...
I'm not drunk, I just love that. That album is brilliant. It's like wrapping a warm blanket round you.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's, like I say, it's really, really... It can turn you on, that's what it's good at. And the album cover's great. It's got a cat in some water at a farm tree. What more do you need?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Quite
They're
quite
on
strange
Wichita
album cover.
Label. We'll let's face it, if it's on Wichita,
it's also good,
isn't good
it? Record.
Yeah, it? And they're called Best Coast, and yep. I would imagine they're probably at bestcoast.com, but
something
I can't
like
be
that.
Entirely sure. But no. You can find them easy enough. They're going to be pretty much everywhere.
Using the wonders of the interweb.
Yeah, but that's pretty much soundtrack most of my wet summer. So, soundtrack your winter.
Yeah, soundlessly I shall carry on. What we're going to listen to now then, Damien?
No, we're going to go over to Bolton, like.
Now we're going to Bolton. Bolton. I'll tell you something. I once had an argument with someone in Bolton years ago about the fact that he was a Wiganer and I was working in the same office with him. I used to work in Little Lever. And he was adamant that Boltoners ate more pies than anyone from Wigan. He was, I mean, I'm not joking, to the point where I said, the first time I met him, I went, oh, right, you're a pie eater then, are you? And he just lost his rag. I mean, it's the point, he goes, don't listen to them, it's lies. And he just got this huge rant about the fact that he, he was a, you know, a well-built lad, that he was in nowhere near the same league as some of these people from Little Lever and the Bolton area in terms of, consuming pie products. I don't know whether that's true, so anyone would like to countermand what I've said, they can write into Incendiary using a first-class returnable envelope to the Outer Hebrides, and then we might deign to reply to say yeah or nay.
I was in Manchester
recently, weren't you?
Just a week.
Oh, that's right, you were,
weren't
you?
Yes, it was, and there was a Manchester Food and Drink Festival there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they have lots of patissoirs and things like that?
Well, they had lots of, like, Thai food.
Terroir.
And French Ponzi food, which no one ate at all, because it was like, would you like to pay £5 for this thimble of something?
A thimble of
like,
something,
no. I want £5 for that big Thai green chicken curry with lots of noodles.
Exactly, please. Exactly.
So there was all of this, and then there was a Holland pie stand.
And there was a real ale tent,
which I basically sat at for the whole weekend.
Did the Holland's pie also help?
Well, the Holland's pies, we kind of avoided it, thought, oh, they're quite expensive, because they were trying £1.50 a pie. And it was still had two of them.
Of course.
Then at the end of the night, they came around and said, we're closing up, we've got lots of pies left, do you want them? Yes, of course we do.
Of course.
So we got lots of free steak pies.
Fantastic. To my secret shame, I
thank you to Mr. Holland's.
Exactly, Accrington firm.
Yeah. Cumbria Way Ale is, it's just...
Not
Angel's,
right.
Angel's Tears.
Angel's Tears. Before I play the next track, I should actually say that I used to stand in the misshapes queue at Holland's Pies in the back, in Baxington and Accrington, when I was hungry. But we'll better pass over that. Yeah. What are we going to listen to now then,
Dave? We're going to Lancashire. Listen to Cherry Ghost. And this is from their album, Beneath This Burning Shoreline.
Brilliant.
And it's called The Night They Buried Sadie Clay.
Fantastic.
Bottle by the bed.
No, I quite like that, actually. It has a nice... Well, I mean, we were talking during the record that there's a certain amount of arrangements that remind us of Hawley and Divine Comedy and those sort of artists, isn't there? There's a certain approach, but especially when you're using strings, that means that you have to have the dum di dum di dum di dum beat to it, you know, and that, of course, falls into certain artists' territory.
Yeah, well, I love that, because it's a song that refuses to end. Every time we think, oh, it's going to be, no, this is the second movement, now it's time for the third movement.
Yeah, because it has that same ending all the time, doesn't it?
It's great, but that's true. Nice. Basically, the reason I wanted to play that more than anything is that I've heard a lot of people really slagging Cherry Post off. I think because there's so much good music coming out of the kind of Lancashire area as normal, but I think they're getting lost in amongst the Elbows and the Iron Clutes and the and even the Richard Hawleys of Yorkshire and stuff. But to be honest, I think they've got a good little kind of foothold on their own, and they're not bad at all. Yep. So all of those who've been slagging them off, shut up,
bugger off,
what you're talking about.
In Bolton speak. Oh, yes. Go and have a pie in Wigan.
Yeah, Cherry Ghost there at cherryghost.co.uk, and they're on the Heavenly label. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to go to something which is a bit of a kind of pet favourite for me. Mm-hmm. Because can you remember years and years ago when we first started doing this? It was like 6 years that we've been doing this thing together. I got sent a wonderful collection of 7-inch singles.
You did.
A record label called Isota Records.
That's right, Isota, yeah.
And there was a band signed to Isota Records at that time called Department of Eagles, who have since gone on to bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm. Isota were great, though, weren't they?
Oh, they're a fantastic little label. They've now morphed into some other label, which is still the same people running it, but they've dropped the Isota bit and turned into something else. But the Department of Eagles have, now that they're actually... Now that they're actually selling things, have decided that the stuff that they did back then was actually pretty good. So they've released the Isota Records Archive from 2003.
ICARF.
The ICARF. Why is it that you drink whiskey and I get drunk? I don't understand that.
It's the fumes.
Yeah. So they've released a little collection of everything they did on Isota Records. Mm-hmm. So for a little trip down memory lane, I thought we'd play While We're Young, because we're not.
No.
Oh,
Yeah, well, it was tremendous.
That does take me back, though, I have to say. Yeah, but it was that big shout out to Joe over at Isota or wherever he is now, and Nathaniel, of course. But Department of Eagles, they're still a great band, but the stuff they did for Isota was brilliant.
Yeah,
that's now released on Bella Union over here in Europe, as it were, and you'll find them pretty much everywhere. And please give just. If you like the stuff that you've heard from Department of Eagles, which you will have heard even on radio stations over the last couple of years, dig out the Isota stuff, because actually I think the earlier stuff's probably better than what they're doing now. But very, very good indeed, and check out almost everything from the Isota if you can. They are a wonderful, wonderful little label.
Right, where we're going now. Actually, before we do that, Department of Eagles, isn't that a wrong collective noun for Eagles?
I don't know.
Because, you know, do you know one is for apes? It's a shrewdness of apes.
Shrewdness of apes.
Yeah, like parliament of owls.
I also like a murder of crows.
And a murmuration of starlings, which always scares me. I don't like starlings. Anyway, so where we enough starlings. We should move on. Away from starlings. From small birds.
And I'm going to take you to somewhere that's actually quite frightening.
Not starlings.
It's not because it's Halloween next week.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not even going to tell you what this is. Oh. I'm just going to play it and then...
Oh, you can't
just
do that.
See what happens.
No.
Waar ben je geweest, mijn goudblond kind? Waar ben je geweest, mijn blauw oog, mijn prins? Ik dwaal op de flanken van 12 verre bergen. Ik zwalk ten zwierf op 6 kromme wegen. Droom door in het hart van 3 droevige jungles. En stond aan het eind van een dozijn dode zeeën. Liep 10.000 mijl in de muil van een kerkhof. En er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar. Regen vallen. Waar heb je gezien, mijn goudblond kind? Waar heb je gezien, mijn blauw oog, mijn prins? Ik zag een kind pas geboren in een kring wilde wolven. Ik zag een snelweg van parels door mensen verlaten. Ik zag een loodzwarte boom met bloed dat bleef stromen. Ik zag een kamer vol mannen met bloedende hamers. Ik zag een trap in het wit. Verdwenen in water. Ik zag 10.000 sprekers met stomheid geslagen. Ik zag geweren en zwaarden in handen van kinderen. Er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar. Regen vallen. Wat heb je gehoord, mijn goudblond kind? Wat heb je gehoord, mijn blauw oog, mijn prins? Ik hoorde de donderen aarschuwing brullen. Het gebrul van een golf die het land zou verslinden. Hoorde honderden drummers met handen vol blaren. Hoorde 10.000 fluisteren en niemand luisteren. Hoorde één mens creperen en veel mensen lachen. Hoorde het lied van de dichter die stierf in de straten. Het geluid van een huilende clown in de regen. En er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zware regen vallen. Wie heb je ontmoet, mijn goudblond kind? Oh, wie heb je ontmoet, mijn blauw oog, mijn prins? Ik trof een klein kind naast een stervende pony. Een gitzwarte hond aan een blanke mans hand. En een vrouw, haar lichaam zo jong nog in vlammen. Ik ontmoette een meisje, zij gaf mij een regenboog. Ik ontmoette een man die verteerd werd door liefde. En een andere man die verteerd werd door haat. En er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar. Regen vallen. Wat ga je nu doen? Mijn goudblond kind, wat ga je nu doen, mijn blauw oog, mijn prins? Ik keer weer terug voor de regen gaat vallen. Keer terug in de schoot van die donkere wouden, waar veel mensen leven en leeg zijn hun handen. Waar builen vol gif in de wateren stromen. En waar dromen bezwijken in vochtige kerkers. En het gezicht van de beul is zorgvuldig verborgen. En honger is lelijk en zielen zijn vergeten. En waar zwart de kleur is en nul is het nummer. En ik zeg het en denk het en snik het en spel het. Van de hoogste top tot ver over de velden. En ik loop op het water voordat ik zal zinken. En ik ken mij niet wel voordat ik zal zingen. Er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar. Er gaat zware regen vallen. Er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zwaar, er gaat zware regen vallen.
Bloody heck.
Well, there you go. Yeah, right. I mean, you know...
Why would anybody do that?
James, do you want to go and see that Peruvian reenaction of the Battle of Waterloo up the road? Because, I mean, really, honestly, that is about as left curveball as you've thrown me.
Yeah, that is Ernst Jans of the Dyke fame, I think.
Yeah, the Dyke,
who
yeah.
decided that... What Bob Dylan needed was to be translated into Dutch and sung really passionately.
I mean, he doesn't hold back, does he?
Oh, dear. Honest, let me just say that...
He's alright, he's got his head in his hands here, listeners.
That's one of the better songs on the album.
What else does he do on that?
Oh, I don't even want to tell you. But they're all translated as well.
So you don't know what they are?
Oh, God. Well, Karina Karina, Droman van Johanna.
Jesus.
House Farts.
House Farts?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey, the album's called Droman van Johanna, and it's all Bob Dylan translated, as it says on the cover, in big letters.
Translated
into Dutch.
Oh.
And it's something to behold, that's for sure. I won't tell you where it is, because you might go looking for it.
No.
I don't want you to encourage
me. No.
But who says we don't cover local features on this?
Hey, you better move on, cock.
Right, now we're going to move to something slightly more upbeat and a bit happier, and thankfully not translated into anything. Although, it's a band called Jamaica.
Is it? Wait, so we own a record?
Yeah, but let me say that there's no reggae, there's no ragga, there's no rocksteady, and there's no ska. They're just a band called Jamaica, and they are quite bouncy. This is a song called Short and Entertaining.
And I come too close. Tell me more about yourself. Please make it short and entertaining. You never want to make my way. I make you wish it never happened. I never notice how it falls back when you get nervous and I come too close.
Actually, I thought they were pretty great, yeah.
Shows you don't have to have many lyrics to get through.
You
just repeat one over and over again.
That's right.
So that's just a pure bit of classic pop, I think. It's great fun. But yeah, I don't think they suit the name Jamaica because there's so many stuff associated with Jamaica that just doesn't make any sense, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? There's so many bands that do that now and again. You get a CD or just to give us give you a bit of an insight into what we do. Is that sometimes you get these records through the post and you look at them and think, well, yeah, I quite fancy that. Or else you might get a file if you're a young chap through the computer or the interweb or whatever that's called. And you look at it, you think, well, you know,
what is that telling me? And sometimes it tells you absolutely nothing until you put it on. And then you put it on and think, well, you know, why didn't I listen to that in the first place? Yeah. You know, it's a very strange thing sometimes.
Yeah, and to be honest, the album's called No Problem, and it's a great little pop album. It's really, really good. It's really bouncy. It's all kind of shiny, bright stuff like that. But the cover is terrible.
Yeah,
it's absolutely just terrible.
Pretty bad.
It's just basically white with spray-painted word Jamaica across the front of it, and it just doesn't give you any hint about an idea of what that album's going to be
absolutely.
Like. But forget covers. Forget it.
It's a thing of the past,
don't
kids.
Need them, because that album is well worth your time.
Yeah.
They're on Cooperative Music here in the Netherlands, and I presume that's most of Europe as well. I don't think they're... I don't know what they're on outside of Europe, but you just search Jamaica, No Problem, and you probably get something completely different.
You will, yeah.
But they're worth looking for and worth checking out. Okay, so the last
one
I'm going to play as part of this this part of our Incendiary Shedcast.
Yeah, that's right. Shitty Robot, isn't it?
It's a band called Shit Robot.
Shitty Robot.
Let's face it, if you've got a name like Shit Robot, you
Shitty Robot.
Hope that they can live up to the name.
Yeah.
Don't you? Right, well...
Shitty Robot!
This is a song which... kind of may be suitable for you, Richard, and it's called Losing My Patience.
And though my life's getting set in stone, still
now. Oh, I like that. Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah, I thought that was great, actually.
It's good fun,
isn't it? Yeah, it's really good fun, yeah. It plods away in its own little universe, doesn't it?
It does. You know. It creates its own little electronic bleep-a-thon.
Yeah.
Maybe it starts thinking, oh, this isn't really, and then after a while you go,
I quite like that. Yeah, it's quite jaunty.
You feel like you're just watching Play Away and Brian Cannon dancing across the screen. It's good.
That's right. I enjoy that.
But you were saying something about some Danish man.
Danish man? Wasn't I talking about Danish man?
With his data recorders. And
oh, the Finnish man. The Finnish man. Sorry. Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry, it was up there in Scandinavia.
Yeah, well, this... I was sent this link by the August Word magazine of some gentleman in Finland who seems to be on benefits, but not that anyone should hold that against him, because obviously he's allowed time to indulge in such a pastime. But he collects video recorders and DVD recorders from the past, and if you're lucky enough to find it on the world of YouTube, you'll be able to check out his huge collection. Type in Finnish lunatic who has a lot of DVD recorders.
DVD recorder man.
He doesn't like Philips. Oh, very bad make. It's one of the more eccentric viewing things you can see on YouTube, and there are many of those. And I quite enjoy it, and I recommend it. It's a good 10 minutes waste of your time, especially if you're in the office.
A friend of mine, his brother's kid, when he was only about 3 or 4, had an obsession with washing machines.
Uh-huh.
Like, to the point that whenever he would wait for the catalogue to come through the door.
You're joking.
Every 6 months, so he could run and flick through and go, it's a Nusi.
Really?
Hot point. But he'd memorise them all. It was like 3-year-old. The kid couldn't count to ABC or 1, 2, 3 or whatever. Like that. But he knew every type of washing machine. And when he'd go out on a weekend, he'd run in the shop and he'd just walk along going, Hoover. Hot point. But then he'd do it in people's houses as well. So as soon as you open the door, he'd run straight into the kitchen and go, Hoover! And then walk back
in. That's fantastic.
That was it.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a foodstuff called Zanussi? Zanussi with chips.
I would like Zanussi, actually.
With chips?
Now, it sounds like it's going to be some kind of, like, crumbly feta.
Crumbly. Mm. Well, to me, it sounds like some sort of...
whipped mousse.
It sounds like a beautiful stew made of angel's tears. And on that beautiful thought, we'll catch you in the second half, I think.
Yeah, but that was Shit Robot. It's from their great little...
Shit Robot!
From the Cradle to the Rave. Did you see what they did there?
Did you see what they did there? Oh,
they're on Co-op music label, and you'll find them all over the place. But I've been Damien, and who have you been?
Pissed.
Yeah, fair enough. And we'll see you in part 2.
Bye-bye!
Bye!